Welcome. Thanks for joining me on my Stained Glass Spirituality Fun Fest. Wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. The world is changing. Why don't you? How do you feel about the way you appear within the context of your own life? Are you truly yourself? Do you feel that you can be you no matter the situation? If you regularly feel that you just can't relax and be yourself, you must be the most sick and tired person. There's a good chance that you put on different masks so habitually that you don't even notice you're doing it. Maybe you've done it your whole life. You may feel tired all the time, but don't know why. It's a huge drain on your mind, body, and soul to frequently pretend to be or feel like you need to be someone else. Draining to regularly act like you feel one way when you're really another, but don't allow yourself or don't feel it safe to express your truth. Write in a journal or a notebook to yourself. Explore your answers in writing. Maybe ask yourself one question a day to let your truth emerge deeply over a period of time. Take your time. Think about all the times in your life when you felt you had to be on, when you couldn't be honest with how you really felt, when you chose to pretend to be someone you weren't. What is the cause of that? If I were to ask you to describe yourself, could you talk about your strengths and your weaknesses with confidence? Do you know who you really are? Do you know who you really are? Are you always the same in how you act regardless of the situation you're in? When you are around others, do you ever feel strained and uncomfortable and find it hard to relax? Has anyone ever told you that they thought you were one way, but then when they got to know you better, they realized you were another? Has anyone ever commented on how you act differently around various people? Do you ever pretend to like someone when you really don't? Do you ever act like you don't care what others think, but deep down it really stings when others judge or reject you? What might some of your, quote, masks be? The I'm a victim mask? I've got it all together mask. I'm a badass mask. Think about different situations in your life. Work, school, home, friends, family, relationships, church. What mask might you wear during those times? Obviously, there are times when it is adaptive to protect your true self and your thoughts and your feelings. Some people and situations are unsafe, and it is wise to hold back. That being said, if you identify yourself as frequently donning these masks in unsafe situations where you are constantly fearing criticism, fearing belittling, anger, it may be worth looking at how to reduce your exposure to these toxic people and or situations. As you become more aware of the circumstances in which you don a certain mask, don't be frustrated if you can't change your behavior right away. You've likely been doing this for years, perhaps your entire life. Be patient and gentle to yourself. Notice what is your trigger. What triggered you? Notice what event or person may have triggered you to don a mask. How did it feel when you were wearing it, and how did it feel afterwards? Did it achieve anything? Was there a negative result? What would you do differently the next time you're in that situation? Awareness is everything. Don't put pressure on yourself to change overnight. For God's sakes, be compassionate with yourself. Trust that if you set goals, realistic goals, trust that if you set the goal of being more realistic and real and true to yourself, dropping these habitual masks, you at the same time, it will feel so good being your true and honest self. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.